Let's give them another hand. What an incredible time of worship. I don't know about you, but man, Pastor Joel's got some great friends. Amen. And Anthony, it's great to have you here in our band as well. And if you're online with us, we are so glad that you have tuned in and that you're with us today. And welcome home, those of you that are here in person. We are so glad to see you. And it truly is better together, isn't it? To be together. And whether you're online or in person, we are just so thankful you're here. And right now, as we are transitioning, I just want to mention a couple of things and pray over them for us before we get into the word today. One of those would be if you are prepared to give as an act of worship, online, you should see this screen in a minute. There's two ways you can do that. You can give online, and you could also give via mail, or if you're here in person, you can give through our giving boxes. We are in a series around living well in stewardship, and we believe that what we do with the resources God has given us matters deeply in the kingdom of God. Can I get an amen? It's an act of worship, and it is something that God blesses as we do it His way. So we want to encourage you to do that. And we'll have a video here in a minute that will share a little bit of what happens when you give around overflow and how God is using that and multiplying it. It's pretty cool what God is doing. Now, as a church family, I just want to make mention of this because for some of you, you're aware, we have, over the last few days, learned some difficult news about Pastor Rod Lawrence. Pastor Rod focused on marriage and men's ministry here at the church. He preached quite often over the last few years. And tragically and suddenly, he passed away this last Thursday. And so Eileen and the family are together right now, his kids, Josh and Heidi, and their spouses and the grandkids. And it's a moment where it's heavy and it hurts, but God's grace is there. I was with her a couple of days ago, and just to see God's hand on Eileen. And so I know they would appreciate our prayers, and I want to take a moment and pray for our giving and pray for them and then pray us into the message. And if you're interested in more details on what will happen with the memorial service, it's next Sunday at 1:30. If you're online, you can just email us at info@overflowchurch.org. If you're here in person, we'd be happy to give you those details after service. But yeah, hard news. Let's go ahead and pray, because one thing I know about Rod, and if you remember when he preached, he always opened the same way, didn't he? He always opened with Jesus is Lord. And it is a reality that Jesus was his Lord, and he's with the Lord now. And for that, we can both grieve and rejoice. Amen? Amen. So before I pray, let's just do that together. If you're online, you could drop it in the comment. Jesus is Lord on three. Can we do that for just to celebrate Rod and his legacy? One, two, three. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, we love you and we praise you because, God, in your kingdom and in your church, you are always reminding us of your sovereignty, that, God, you are good and you are in control, even in hard moments and hard times. And so, Father, we thank you for Pastor Rod and his legacy. We thank you that he proudly and boldly proclaimed that you are Lord every chance he got. And so, God, we thank you for the gift of the time we had from him and also to receive from him. We pray now that you would be with Eileen and Josh and Heidi, their spouses, their grandkids, their kids, his grandkids, Father. May you be there and be present. And God, we pray that the service next week would celebrate his life in a mighty, mighty way. For those of us that are grieving and mourning, God, I pray that your grace would meet us in that. We thank you that you are present in both the valleys and on the mountaintops. And Father, we thank you for the giving today. We ask that as you continue to touch and bless the giving at Overflow, that we would, as an act of stewardship, use it wisely. And we thank you for those that worship through giving. Bless them and bless their households and their finances. And right now, God, we are anticipating as we hear about stewardship at Overflow, as we get into your word, that you're going to meet us. God, each of us came in feeling different based on our week and even what we're facing today. I just ask that your grace would be here, That Holy Spirit, you would be so present and would meet us, that you would deliver what each person needs through your word. We thank you, and we'll give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen, amen. All right, let's watch this short video on what happens when you give at Overflow. Hey, Overflow fam, have you ever wondered what happens when you give at Overflow? You know, we believe that giving is an act of worship and that when God pours in, we pour out. One of the things that happens when you give is we're able to gather as a church, both in person and online, and we're able to share the good news of Jesus Christ. What else happens when we give?
See, when we give, we also get to grow as Christians. We have different things that we're doing to be able to train, equip, and empower all of the people of our church to be able to make a kingdom impact in their corner of the world through things like G3, which if you've not heard of that, this fall, it's gonna be amazing. But not just that, we also get to go to places like Mosaic and support the ministry that they're doing. And also we got to go to the women's shelter. We've supplied breakfast, different food items, hygiene stuff, cleaning supplies, all because people at Overflow have given. But beyond that, there's also some other outreach stuff that we've been able to pull off.
Yeah, man, that's great. That is great. Listen, also, when you all give, there's opportunities that are created around going out and hitting our community locally. Just recently, the past couple of weeks, myself, a couple other pastors here, Joel, Chad, we've been able to go into the community with a hot dog cart, guys, a hot dog cart. How crazy is that? And give out about 150 hot dogs to people that are here in the community. That's been an awesome, very crazy at times experience. So anyhow, along with your giving as well, there has also been opportunities for school supplies to be given out to families, hygiene products, because we know like during this time of COVID, it's just been like very unpredictable, very crazy. And so when you give, things like that happen and people's lives are impacted.
Amen. Yeah. So when you give, we're able to gather, we're able to grow, and grow and go. And we're also a part of this larger network called the Water's Edge. Did you know that globally this year we had 590 salvations and 150 baptisms as a part of our network? Your giving is making a difference. And we want to just say thank you. And we want to encourage you to continue to look to God as your provider and to be generous. You can find out more about how to give and more information about giving at Overflow at overflowchurch.org/give. Thank you again for your giving. Amen. Isn't that good news to hear what God is doing? So good. We believe when we gather that we worship, we witness to what God is doing, and we also get in the Word together. Amen? And so in this Living Well series, we're looking at what happens when God moves from our head to our heart and through our hands. And what is stewardship? What does living well really look like? And so as we dive into this today, the message is multiply the bag. Can you say that with me? Multiply the bag, all right? And you'll understand what that means as we go on, but multiply the bag. Think about over the last few months, all of us in many ways have been affected by the pandemic, by what's going on around us. Many of us were told, pack up your bag and work from home. Pack up your bag and you aren't coming back to church in person for a while. Many of the things we were used to changed, and in many ways, we're trying to figure out, okay, what does that look like and mean today? And so this idea of multiply the bag has a lot of relevance. Turn with me to Matthew 25, and we'll get into this in a second. But I want you to think about how has this time period affected you? Because all of us have been affected in some way by what has happened because of the pandemic. And we're still being affected, right? Okay, 9 o'clock in person is really difficult. You have a mask on, okay? You can nod your head. That helps me to just know you're listening and you're present. I can't even see you smile right now. And if you're online, it'll help our hosts if you just let them know you're there. Drop a smiley face, a high 10, you know, any of those kind of things. And so over the last few months, here are some people that were really affected And it kind of got random and strange and weird, and maybe you can relate. This is from a site called Bored Panda, and checked out these people and what they started doing with their time. Here's one picture here. He became an Amazon package, okay? That's like boredom at its best, right? Like, what are you going to do? And here's another one. This one I actually thought was kind of neat. This was a family in the neighborhood trying to spread some cheer and fun. And believe it or not, those are all Post-it notes. Can you imagine the amount of time that took to put together that Pac-Man scene? For those that are working, here's an interesting use of a surgical gift. We have a number of surgeons that call Overflow home. I thought this was really interesting. You can even see the stitching in the bottom left corner where they stitch the orange back up after removing the orange slices surgically. All right, a use of your talent in one way, right? Here's somebody that was laid off, and experts recommend trying to stick to your normal daily routine. And so they found their heavy equipment that their kid had and was playing in the driveway because things are different during a pandemic. Can I get an amen? Here's one last one. Somebody working from home, and you could see how they were using their time. Maybe this was their lunch break, maybe it wasn't, but quite the use of Pringles in making that arch. Here's the thing, when we think about these, we can relate, because at some level, all of us had to figure out in the last few months, what do we do with our time? What do we do with our boredom? What do we do with life? And as we get into Matthew 25, Jesus has some answers. And one of the things I want to make sure we don't miss is that there is this reality that a faithful life is a fruitful life. That a faithful life, a life that no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, no matter the season, that a faithful life, if we're following Jesus, is ultimately a fruitful life. It's a life that makes a difference. In Matthew 25, we pick up in verse 14, and we look at this parable of the three servants and how they were living well or not living well. So here we go in verse 14. It says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and he entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last. Dividing it in proportion to their abilities, he then left on a trip." Say, multiply the bag. Multiply the bag. All right, multiply the bag. Here's the setup, right? The setup that is happening here is there's three servants. They're each giving a varying amount. Okay, their bags look different. The question isn't how much do you have, but what are you going to do with it? And this is so freeing for each of us because we live in an era and an age of comparison, which creates often insecurity. It creates jealousy. It creates harm and hurt in our own life and maybe causes us to harm and hurt others. The question isn't what do others have, but what do you have? What have you been given? What are you doing with what you have been given? And so as we look at this talent that's mentioned here, let me just share with you what that is, because it is where we get our English word talent from, but that's not what it meant then. A talent was a currency. It was an amount of currency. And in fact, in that day and age, it would have been worth 6 to 10,000 denarii, which was a day's wages. Now think about what this means, that 6 to 10,000 of them, if a denarii is a day's wages and one talent is 6 to 10,000 of them, that means that a talent was equal to 20 or more years of the average worker's wages. Okay? This is a large bag. It's a large sum that Jesus is describing here in this parable. And as you think about that, we're going to look at what does that actually mean to steward what he's given us well. And I'll just kind of lean into this a little bit. Some of us have been wasting a lot of what God has given us. And Jesus is going to wake us up today to say, hey, I've given you this, and it's not for you to waste it. It's for you to steward it. Stewardship, what is it? Here's a definition for you. It's the responsibility to manage all the resources of life for the glory of God, acknowledging God as provider. It's taking all that God has given us and managing that in all of life for God's glory. That's what stewardship is. And stewardship is something that it causes us to delegate, to be disciplined, to encourage others and use our own resources in an encouraging way. But most importantly, there's also an accountability related to it. There's an accountability to God with what are we doing with what he's given us. And that's some of what we're going to see in this packet or in this passage. You see, stewardship and compassion, they flow from a heart touched by God's love. That if you've been impacted by God's love, you can't help but allow that to flow through you. Can I get an amen? That in fact, stewardship and compassion, if we're struggling with what we're doing with our own bag and our own resources, some of it is getting back in touch with the heart of the Father, with his love, because when that love touches us, we can't help but want to share and impact others. And so let's look here at what happens next, because we've got the setup. So now let's look at what did they do? One was given one was given two, one was given five. Let's see what they did, picking up here in verse 16. It says, the servant who received the five bags of silver began to invest the money and earned five more. The servant with two bags of silver also went to work and earned two more. But the servant who received the one bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. So what we see here is two of them respected their master enough to multiply what they were given. That they had enough respect and reverence for their master to say, if he entrusted me with it, if it's been given to me by God, I'm going to use it well for his glory. I'm going to try to multiply the bag. The other one, it was revealed what they really believed about the master and themselves. Because in fear and in laziness, as we'll see, they hid it and didn't use it in the ways they could have. It is really quiet in here because it's obvious, right? That a parable like this, and don't you love like how Jesus does this? Like he's just a master storyteller and teacher. And he sets things up in a way that immediately we can begin, because of the Spirit's help and his great teaching, to see the implications. To begin to question like, well, which one am I? And that's part of what we're looking at here, right? Is are we living well? Are we maximizing and stewarding what God is giving us? One was fearful and lazy, and it revealed what they thought about God. You see, in that day and age, to not use what God had given them, to not multiply it, would have been to indicate almost an insult to the owner. To say that you're so bad, and I'm so afraid of you, that I don't trust your character, I don't trust your goodness, I don't trust your generosity, I don't respect you or revere you enough, so I'm going to just hide it. What's interesting about this is the language that was being used there would almost be how somebody would treat a warlord if that was their boss. Some of us have some horrible bosses. Don't say amen if they're in the room, okay? Some of us have difficult people that we're working for, and here's what we have to realize is this is different than the Heavenly Father, who is the Creator and is good and is over us. And this, even if you've never had a good example of an earthly boss or authority, get to know the character of God, because you can trust his goodness and his plans and what he has for you. God is good, friends. He is so good. And none of us need to hide what he's given us, hide our bag in laziness or fear. We can trust what he's placed in our hands to him. So we read on here, we see kind of what unfolds, because we've seen the setup, we've seen what they did. Let's see how Jesus responds in the parable. Picking up in verse 19. After a long time, their master returned from his trip, and he called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servants whom he entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more. He had multiplied the bag. He had multiplied the 5. And again, the question isn't what have you been given, it's what are you doing with it? Amen? So he had multiplied it. The servants whom he entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more. And he said, Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I've earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. God is a God of joy and celebration. God is a God that looks at us and says, I want to reward you as you multiply. I want to give you more. I want to celebrate with you. I want you to enter into my joy. Verse 22, the servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward. And he said, Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned you 2 more. The master said, Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. Then the servant, and this is where it takes that turn, that twist that is there to, I want to be clear, not to shame us right now, not for us to look over the last 6 months and go, oh, I blew it. It's to have this sense of conviction and excitement because God wants us to multiply the bag. He says in verse 24, then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, Master, I know you are a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant, gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth, and look, here is your money back. But the master replied, you wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I had harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why did you deposit my money? Why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? Which, by the way, in that day and age, probably would have yielded around 12% interest. That's way better than today. Can you see why he's bringing this up? Like, hey, if you didn't even work, you could have put it in the bank and it would have multiplied. So why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? Verse 27, at least I could have gotten some interest on it. Then he ordered, take the money from this servant and give it to the one with 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And let's all gulp together. Gulp. Like, it's sobering, but we need sometimes to be awakened to the principles of God and to his character and to who he is, because each of us have been given something that God is saying, will you multiply it? Will you trust me? Will you use it for my glory? See, securing the bag is not enough. We're to multiply it. Holding on and securing and protecting what we know and what we have. And I just want to say this, in the day and age we live in right now, there is a war that is unfolding between God's people and a culture that is not following God. Can I get an amen? And our tendency could be to try to protect the bag and to hold on and to not to be the light and not to be the salt we're called to be. And I just want to tell you, know that we are to hold what we know, but we're to multiply the bag. We're to be a people that goes out and spreads his love and his light and his hope to the world around us. God's love compels us to live a life that is multiplying. And this is one of the key principles to this whole thing. It's not because it's a head thing, it's a heart thing. The head understands that God is a good investment and we need to multiply, but the heart that is compelled by God's love can't help but want to make a difference in our world. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 12 through 15 says this, "For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you an opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." You see, Jesus' love meets us right where we're at. Because he died, we die to self. Because he lived abundantly, we live abundantly. Because he multiplied himself by giving the Holy Spirit to all of those who follow him, we then go and we multiply because of who he is. Yes, amen. We serve a God that does not leave us alone, but is with us, who is with us and wants to help us as we multiply the bag. Let me give you four things really quickly that I think we can pull from this and hold on to. Four principles for living well. The first is to be faithful and you will be fruitful. And so if you think about where have you invested what God has given you, that may cause you to need to make some shifts right now, to make some changes, to say, you know what? I've been sleeping during a pandemic more than I normally would, or I've not been investing in others the way I normally would, and so I want to get back to being faithful. Because here's the thing, in Scripture, no matter the season, no matter the storm, no matter how dry things are, we can trust, and we see it in Scripture, places like Jeremiah 17, Psalm 1, when we are faithful, we will be fruitful no matter what's going on around us. Amen? So that's the first principle. The second one is fear and or laziness can tempt us to hide our talent. I'm not defining that for you today. You know what it is, right? Is it the time God has given you that you're not multiplying? Is it the money God has given you? Is it the gifts God's given you? You know what that is. But we need to, as we sang earlier, come out of fear because we're no longer slaves to it. We also need to come out not in our own strength, but in the strength of the Lord to do what he's called us to do. Yes? Okay, all right. Third one, God rewards multiplication with more responsibility. That when we're faithful with little, God gives us more. And so again, don't get caught up in what you dream about and hope for and want to happen. Be faithful with what he has given you today. Do that well. I can't tell you how many times I run into people that, well, when I have more money, then I'll give. Or when I am retired, then I'll have more time. Talk to somebody who's retired, and they usually tell you they're busier than when they worked. The retirees say amen, all right? And so here's the thing. It isn't a matter of waiting till you have more. It's a matter of looking at what are you doing with what you have today. And when we are faithful, God rewards. And then lastly, multiplying the bag builds our life with God and in his kingdom. We serve a God that when we allow him to build our life, to multiply the bag, not only does our life grow and develop, but his kingdom advances and grows and develops. And I hope and pray that that's what we want to be about, is a people that are saying yes to Jesus, that are saying yes to multiplying the bag and what he's put in our hands, that we're trusting him with whatever that looks like, because God is on the move to advance his kingdom for his glory. He wants to use each of us. And it's time for us to say, God, I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm going to let go. I'm going to trust you. And I want to live well for you. I just want to invite you. We're going to move into a time of prayer and response, a time to respond. There's an amazing song we're going to sing together, Build My Life. During this time, if you're here present physically, we want to encourage you. We're ready to pray for you if there's anything you need prayer for, or maybe the people right at your table. If you're online and you need prayer, our hosts are there for you. This is a moment to not just receive, but to respond to God's word. Amen? And if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, everything I said today is so hard when we try to do it on our own. The beauty of life with God is, he says, I love you, and I want to walk with you. And I have rest to give you, and I have strength to give you. And I have everything you need to multiply the life I've given you. So today might be that moment of saying, I need Jesus. I need to receive him. I've been trying to do it on my own, and now it's time to do it with him. So if you're online, let our hosts know. They would love to help you with that. If you're here and don't know Jesus, come see us. We would love right now even for you to say, today's the day I'm receiving Jesus. Amen. Let's pray together and let's respond to his word. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. God, we thank you that you are a good God that we can trust in every way with the lives that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, that you build our life, that you are the firm foundation in a season that has felt so stormy and shaky. God, we thank you that we can lean into you and trust you. And Lord, we want to be a people that are multiplying the bag, that are taking what you've given us and are investing it well. And so, God, I pray that as we let go and as we trust you, that you would multiply your work in and through overflow, in and through each of our lives, that your kingdom would advance and that you would get great, great glory. Jesus, as we respond to you, meet us with your spirit. Touch and heal, confirm, affirm, do all that we need, that we would be encouraged and empowered to follow you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Everyone said,